B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, 12:30 on a beautiful Thursday. The wind is kicking up, though, man.
Yes,
B, this tent is getting beat up all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's telling us it's time to go.
I bet Leadville's not telling us that. B, DQ, it was pretty interesting there. Two things really stood out to me. Harrison asked him about, you know, how have you learned you got to continue to get better, whether it was from your stint in Atlanta or whatever. And he said, yeah, like the players said they wanted more skill work. So it's interesting. I noticed the individual periods had gone longer this training camp, but I didn't think anything of it. And then he said, he's like, yeah, some of the feedback we got last year was guys wanted more time in individual to work on their skills. And then you see that change. One of the things I applaud about Dan Quinn, he's not a my way or the highway kind of guy. Like
That's a big plus for him.
He's always trying to evolve. And not all coaches are like that. You know what I mean?
Most of them are not like that.
Right.
They feel like, I'm the dictator. I tell you what to do and you just do what I say. Even though they haven't played the positions that you play.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The other thing is, this is one of the frequent criticism. Not criticism might be too strong. But the folks that think Washington won't be as good this year as they were last year, one thing they point to a lot is the success on fourth downs.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's some legitimacy to that. Like, if you just think statistically, they were incredible last year on fourth down. And that is hard to do. Last year on fourth down, they converted 20 of 23 attempts, 87%. Mm-hmm. They held opposing teams to 66%. If you just run the numbers, it's 20% more possessions going your way. And DQ said, what I liked is that there was an immediate acknowledgement, yeah, we could regress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, undoubtedly, that is something that could go the opposite direction for our organization.
Uh-huh.
He said a lot of it, though, is understanding the situation and having a game plan beforehand. So it's not like, all right, we get to third and six at the 45-yard line, we already know from a philosophical standpoint where our go zones are, like where we're going for it on fourth down, where we're not. So then it's not a scramble on fourth down.
Yeah,
that, to me, is a big part of one of the reasons I've repeatedly cited about why I think organizationally, you know, winning the close games, being really good late in games, I don't think that stuff's an accident. I don't think that stuff's fluky because they study it, they monitor it, and they coach it. And I don't see them being any less aggressive on fourth down, do you?
No, I don't see them being less aggressive. But, see, this is the thing about a question like that. You were 87% on fourth downs last year. Probably this year you won't be that good. What if they're 80%?
What if they're 75?
What if they're 75? That's still good. But I ask this question. You now have a second-year quarterback with more experience under his belt. What if they don't have to be in fourth down situations? What if he utilized some of the things that he discovered last year on fourth down when they went for it? How Dan said, play would break down, but Jaden would make something happen. How about he utilize that on second down, third down? Now you're not in fourth down position too many times to go for it. So they may go for less fourth downs this year, still have a great percentage, and someone is going to say, you all regressed. But then when you look at third down conversion, they probably went up 5 to 10%, which makes it even easier for you, right? So I just think that we get caught up in a situation of asking one-sided questions. Just like when we hear about, oh, the quarterback won't have a regression because they got tape on him. Well, hell, you don't think that quarterback and his offensive coordinator didn't have tape on you? You know what I mean?
Right. I hear that. I think asking him that question is
legitimate.
No,
I'm not saying I'm not saying it's a bad question.
Right.
But it's a question that, what if you don't have to go for fourth down this year because you're getting first down on third down? So
sure.
All this stuff might works itself out. So if we went for, let's say if we went for 50 of them last year, this year you might have to go for 15.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So when you get better at other positions or other situations, sometimes that situation is not the final thing. They were exceptional last year and they had to do it. What if they don't have to go for him this year?
Well, the other thing he said there that I thought was really interesting is, and I've pointed this out on our show, but like whenever I do like national radio hits, like when I go on with ESPN or Vizen or something, they ask about the fourth down stuff, and a lot of my reply is, you know, I don't think people ask the Eagles similarly or the Bills or the Ravens. And the Eagles are kind of a unique case because of the tush push, I would say. But the Bills and the Ravens just rely on their quarterback to make a play. And Allen is different because he's so big and strong. But, like, DQ said a lot of our fourth down success was because of Jaden. And it wasn't necessarily the play we had scripted, but Jaden just made a play for us. And he's like, I don't want to be too reliant on that. And you're right. You don't want to be too reliant on that. But you sure as hell don't want to stop it. Like, if part of the reason you have the success on fourth down is because Jaden can just make a play for you, you're not going to back off that.
Yeah. See, for me, I look at fourth down situation as a pressure pack situation. And in that pressure pack situation, your quarterback in this rookie season was as calm as a cucumber. So I say, how about taking some higher risk on second and third downs, which I expect them to do, which now alleviates the need for you to have to go for it on fourth down. Because in those positions where you are, everything else is sped up and it's tight as hell. How about try that in some of those situations when they're a little less apt to be as tight? And then now you don't see, like we talk about, LeBron had all them game seven wins. MJ didn't have to go to game seven. So what I'm saying is Jaden may not have to worry about fourth down this year because he's going to handle it on first, second, or third down.
Well, and what would really help as well is if you run the ball a little bit better. They were good on
third
down.
That helped the hell out a lot.
They ranked sixth in the NFL on third down. They converted almost 50% of their third downs. But if they're in more third and three instead of third and seven, should help the third down conversions and, in turn, fewer attempts on fourth downs.
See, for me, Jay, I would like to see they were third on third downs.
Sixth on
third down. People could say that they're going to regress at that. I want to see that get better. Because if that gets better, you don't have all them fourth downs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like I always when I hear a question – as a player, I look at another situation that can make that question obsolete or make it like I don't have to worry about that too much. I just think improving first and second down production makes the third down even easier. And if the third down is easier, then you'll have a lot of fourth downs.
For sure.
And guess what? If you're so effective at getting a certain amount of yards, in certain situations, you're like, hell, we're going to go for this anyway. We're in field goal range. Our defense might be playing better. Let's go for it. We get it, we get it. We don't, we don't.
One thing he did say there, though, that I'm curious your opinion, is he said a lot of times fourth down depends on our confidence in the kicker. And last year, I don't know how confident they were in the kicker.
Yeah.
They played kicker roulette kind of all year. There was a lot of in, a lot of out. Zane Gonzalez was a super nice guy, but he even talked about some of his anxiety stuff, like watching Zane get ready for a big kick, and he's scratching his head and everything.
It scared us.
What do you think the confidence is in the kicker now, going a week out from week
one? I don't know what it is. I can just tell you this. Yes, we've been in situations where we're not confident in the kicker. I would have to believe you're not 100% confident in him right now. Now, he could probably get a little streak going here over these next weeks or 2 weeks or whatever, and things may change. But I remember the day out here when he hit 5 for 5 and they had to make it for them to get off practice early, he nailed every one. You know what I mean? Then he got in the game and he missed his first one. Bang. Missed it. What is it that's making him miss him? You know what I mean? Was it when? Was it the stadium? What? He has to figure out what it is because the dude has proven he has the leg to do what he needs to do, especially inside of 50. Now, if he's not going to be able to knock him in outside of 50, then you definitely going to be in some chances where it may be fourth and short, fourth and one. And if he can't hit him consistently outside of 50, I think many people don't want to see him kicking. Why? Because that give the if he miss it, the other team got great field position. You go for it, they still have great field position. So it comes to a point where their level of confidence is going to grow by his level of consistency
totally
over the next 2 to 3 weeks in practice.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's nice. You heard DQ say that the player's about to get a break. The NFL, you know, I haven't heard Chris Russell scream about this, Brian, that for all of the
you just gave him another reason to
all the critiques, Rooster, you get Labor Day weekend off, bro. You get to chill. The NFL is closed, man.
You just gave him a reason to scream.
And he'll scream about something.
He'll find something.
But the good part with the Labor Day break, we get to focus on college football this weekend. And the other good part with the Labor Day break, all that dope stuff you wanted to for your outdoor space at your house, it's now on sale because it's about to get colder and they want to move some product. The Labor Day sale is here at Offenbacher's, and you don't want to miss it. Save big with huge price reductions on outdoor furniture, fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas. Plus, you can take advantage, this is a big deal, folks, of free financing options. Why stop swimming just because summer's over? With a swim spa from Offenbacher's, you'll keep the fun going year-round. They're more affordable than a pool and give you all the soothing benefits of a hot tub. You can crank that thing up when the weather gets cold and just chill. Watch a football game, have a cocktail, enjoy yourself a hot tub and a swim spa in one. More exciting, how about a sauna? I love going for a sauna, man. I think it really is good for the blood flow in your body. You get in there, thing up for 20, 25 minutes, you feel terrific. You can check out indoor saunas, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas. They have them in the Annapolis and Herndon showrooms. Make this Labor Day unforgettable. Check out the Offenbacher's locations in Annapolis, Gainesville, Herndon, and Rockville and create the backyard retreat you've always dreamed of.